Broadway.
Deprives the country of the much-needed revenue and fuels corruption and criminal activities. But before we delve deep into the story, let us look at what happened today. Tuberculosis, or TB, a bacterial infection of the lungs, is one of the world's deadliest diseases. After decades of progress, cases are on the rise once more. March 24th is World TB Day, and as Henry Ridgewell reports, there are hopes that a vaccine may be developed in the next few years to help eradicate the disease.
Tuberculosis killed 1.6 million people last year. Progress against tackling the disease was set back significantly by the coronavirus pandemic.
Because of the lockdown, because of the fact that actually the response to COVID was constructed a lot on the work, on the equipment, on the hospitals and dispensaries, on the staff, that worked for TB. A lot of them were completely shifted to deal with COVID.
Doctors say that has led to rising numbers of people with untreated and undiagnosed TB. India has the highest disease burden globally, with more than 500,000 TB deaths in 2021, about a third of the global total. But there is hope that the disease can be overcome this decade. India diagnosed and treated 2.4 million people with TB in 2022. Indonesia, Bangladesh, Nigeria, South Africa, Ethiopia and Brazil also made progress. World TB Day on March 24th marks the anniversary of German doctor Robert Koch's discovery in 1882 of the bacterium that causes the disease. This year, the theme is Yes, We Can End TB. India has set a target to effectively eradicate tuberculosis by 2025. The World Health Organization has set a global target of 2030 through diagnosis, treatment, and the development of a vaccine.
When you put together the fact that we have a bit more political commitment, that we have a lot of new tools that we didn't have before, that we have the perspectives of a vaccine to come in the next 2-3 years. And we have an amazing civil society and community platform and networks. It's actually giving us a lot of hope that we can end TB.
But that will require more funding, an estimated $230 billion over the next 8 years.
We are pretty convinced that the world will try to end TB and will try to be as bold as it was during COVID. Because for COVID, for the COVID vaccine, $100 billion were found more or less like that.
Tuberculosis is more prevalent and deadly in poorer countries. Scientists say a lack of commercial opportunity has hindered research and development into new TB medicines. But the development of a new vaccine would save millions of lives. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will become the highest-ranking Biden administration official to visit the African continent when she begins Sunday a tour of Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. Her office says she will work on strengthening partnerships, security, and economic prosperity. And analysts say her mere presence as the first female vice president has ancestral ties to the continent is significant in itself. VOA's Anita Powell, who will be traveling with the vice president, reports from Washington.
After a wave of visits this year to the African continent by top U.S. officials, Vice President Kamala Harris steps up next. The White House says this builds on the administration's progress since last year's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, where President Joe Biden pledged to work to strengthen ties with the continent.
She's the fifth senior-level U.S. official to go to Africa. She will have covered with her colleagues nearly a quarter of the countries in Africa with personal visits just in the last 3 months. So it's an unprecedented amount of attention and diplomacy going towards Africa, more than we've ever seen from a previous U.S. administration. So I think that's the significance of it.
And Harris, the highest-ranking elected woman in U.S. history, will also meet with the continent's only female head of state, Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan. The White House says Harris will speak with the elected leaders of all three countries about their commitment to democracy, a way, Hudson says, that Washington can distinguish itself.
There are also all countries that have a very substantial relationship with China on the trade front, the investment front, and now increasingly on the debt front. So, you know, this is a place where Washington can come and really advocate for the kind of democratic values and try to shore up those values and partnerships with countries that, like many other African countries, are, you know, working with a variety of powers.
Harris is expected to press African nations, many of which abstained from condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine during United Nations vote, to acknowledge Russia's aggression. VOA asked National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby if the vice president would raise human rights concerns on her trip.
The vice president will, of course, raise human rights concerns everywhere she goes. That's a part and parcel of American leadership around the world. We're not afraid. In fact, it's a sign of how much we care about other nations and partnerships that we are able and willing to have those kinds of conversations.
And democracy campaigners say they'd like to see her push democracy as well.
It's important that the high-level attention is brought to this issue, and I think the fact that the vice president and other senior leaders will be deeply involved in these events around the globe and in Zambia is very good, and it's important, to show that commitment and that sincerity and also the sincerity of purpose. And that's where, you know, it links back again to being able to be honest about where we need to address our own shortfalls.
And Harris wraps some family history into this visit. Her maternal grandfather, an Indian diplomat, worked with Zambia's first post-independence leader. Nearly 60 years later, his granddaughter, the most powerful woman to hold office in the U.S., and first South Asian and black woman to rise to such heights, will meet with Zambia's president. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington. To celebrate
the life of time. And now, back to our main story of the day, focusing on the explosive documentary on gold smuggling. The first part of Al Jazeera four-part documentary provides an in-depth look at the illegal trade and the various actors involved, including government officials, security forces, and powerful business people. It reveals how gold smuggling networks operate across borders, evading law enforcement agencies and exploiting vulnerable communities. The documentary has received a lot of attention and has been praised for shedding light on a critical issue that has been neglected for far too long. It has also sparked debate about the role of corruption and the need for accountability and transparency in the country. The documentary serves as a powerful the importance of investigative journalism and the role of the media in holding those in power accountable. It is an excellent example of how journalism can help to expose corruption and bring about positive change.
hurumende ikwanise kutora matanho anoita kuti kubva ipapo kuenda kumberi inge ichikwanisa kuferefetawo zviri kubva mune zviri kutaurwa kuti ndizvo here zviri kuitika kana paine wakapara mhosva wanga wachisungwa nemutemo wachiprosekutwa kumatare. Totarisirawo zvakare masangano epasi rose anodhila nezvemari anoita nezvemoney laundering kuti wanga vachitorawo matanho ekuona kuti zvinhu izvo zvagadziriswa here uyezve vakapara mhosvawa vasangana nezvirango zvavanokodzera pasi rose nezvinoendana nemainternational monetary policies rules and regulations. Thank you.
And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype. I understand we have a member of ZANU-PF, Mr. Frank Guni, who is a US-based ZANU-PF member, and we're still waiting to get our other guest. So welcome to the program, Mr. Frank Guni.
I'm Secretary Austin at the direction of...
Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Your audio is not very clear, but if I could just say hello to you and welcome to the program.
Let me try to adjust my microphone.
Okay, while we wait for our other guests to come, Mr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF is working on adjusting his microphone so we can hear him properly. But let me try again. Mr. Guni, hello? I think we're having some technical issues at the moment, but I understand we also have Sesu Mubaya, who is a ZANU-PF member based in Canada. Hello and welcome to the program, Sesu.
Thank you, Madeline.
We've just been talking about the documentary by Al Jazeera that just aired its first part. And, you know, some of those people implicated in that documentary are part of your party, ZANU-PF. What do you say?
Marvelous. What I'm going to say is that when we look at these things, we really need to be careful. At the moment, we do not have full disclosure of all the events. We've just had part for one of the episodes, and there are more to come. So I'm not comfortable to comment at the moment. But what I'm just going to say is what the correct timing it is. We are going for elections, and this is what is coming. Al Jazeera is Western-funded media. And when sanctions are imposed on countries, the intention is to cripple the economy. And there we are in Zimbabwe. We've been striving on our own to gain momentum in our economy. And there is the West again, funding these media like Al Jazeera to bring us down in times of elections. That's what I'm going to say at the moment.
Muzvarese Sumubaya, tinoona kuti documentary iri kana kuti zvinyorwa izvi. I'm not sure if we still have Sumubaya on the line because I could hear a line breaking up. But we are still waiting for our other guests. We are going to try Mr. Frank Guni. I think we've lost Sumubaya. So, Mr. Guni, welcome to the program once again.
Eligibility for career.
Mr. Frank Guni, Makadi. Aiwa, tiriwadi, tinoona kuti pane documentary iri rakawanikwa iro richiratidzwa nezuro uyezve dzimwe nhengo dzebato reZANU-PF uyezve dzehurumende dziri kuwanikwa dzichipomerwa nyaya yehuori munyaya iyi yekutengeswa kwegoridhe kunze kwenyika nyanya kuDubai. Imi munoti chii nezvakabuda izvi?
Ndisati ndaenda mberi nomubvunzo wenyu, nhengo dzeZANU-PF dzamuri kutaura ndedzipi apa?
Hatiti edu tinganongedzere, asi tiri kuona pane vamwewo vanogona kunge vari kushanda vari kuti vari kushanda nehurumende uyezve tinoona kuti mutungamiri wenyika inhengo yeZANU-PF.
Aiwa, mataura zvakanaka. Vari kushanda nehurumende hazvirevi kuti inhengo dzeZANU-PF. Ndichida kuti patange pajeka ipapo. Hapana nhengo dzeZANU-PF dzakabuda mune zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo izvi. Tichienderera mberi totaura tichiti chekutanga zvinoitika kana nyika dzichinge dzaiswa pazvitarafu kana kuti pamasanctions dzinotsvaga nzira dzekurarama nadzo. Ndosaka isusu tagara tichikurudzira kuti zvitarafu zvakaisirwa Zimbabwe neAmerica neEuropean Union zvibviswe, nekuti zviri kukonzera chekutanga kuti vana veZimbabwe varambe vachiyaura, vachitambura, vachifane nhamo. Vanenge vachinyeperwa kunzi ndiwo vari kutangwa nezvitarafu izvi kana zvine masanctions, vachidya vachiguta, nyika ichitambura. Ndochekutanga. Chechipiri, tiri kuona kuti Makororo nemaguruva vakuwana mukana wekuti vaburise upfumi hweZimbabwe, zvinoita kuti vana veZimbabwe varambe vaine ushai. Ndosaka tichichema nyaya yekuti kana zvitarafu zvakasungirwa Zimbabwe zvikabviswa, Zimbabwe inozokomekedzwa kuti inge ichiita trade kana kuti inge ichidyidzana nedzimwe nyika zviri pachena, zvinozivikanwa nemunhu wese, zvinogona kuti vanhu vese vange vachiongorora vachiona kuti zviri kufamba sei. Asiwo tisakanganwa kuti nyaya idzi dziri kubuda tanangana nesarudzo yemaelections. Saka tinofanira kunge tiine mubvunzo ipapo. Asi regedzai ndijekese kuti mabhakara kuti Makoronyera ari kubudisa upfumi hwenyika, zvinoita kuti vana veZimbabwe varambe vaine urombo. Ivava vanofanira kunge vachisungwa nokuti vari kuita ukoronyera husingape Zimbabwe upfumi. Asiwo iyo Zimbabwe senyika iri pasi pezvitarafu inyika inotsvaga nzira dzekuti inge ichirarama, ichiraramisa vanhu vayo. Chatisingade ndechekuti vanhu vashomanene vange vachiita chitsotsi, vachidya ivo vachiguta, Zimbabwe ichitambura. Ndiwo kwatatarisana napo. Saka tinofanira kutarisa nyaya yeAl Jazeera iyi tichitarisa mativi ese, uye tichionawo kuti tanangana nesarudzo kosei yabuda iye zvine zvinhu zvakaitwa.
Still on that issue, Mr. Guni, you're talking, saying that those who were caught up in the actual documentary should be prosecuted, but is it easy to prosecute top government officials?
I don't know about top government officials, but in any case, nobody is above the law. What we are referring here is where issues of clear money laundering and the transnational criminals are engaging in the looting of Zimbabwe's resources. Those must face the wrath of the law. They should be added and arrested wherever they may be. And the resources that have been plundered should be Zimbabwe. The proceeds of any illegal dealings must be shipped back to Zimbabwe to rebuild Zimbabwe and feed the people of Zimbabwe. Whereas the country Zimbabwe itself is entitled to find means of surviving and circumventing sanctions that have been imposed on the country. This is why we keep arguing that sanctions are a blunt instrument. This blunt instrument makes Zimbabweans suffer. Let's so those who are purported to have been targeted by the sanctions, because they will never suffer, they will never be impoverished, but the people of Zimbabwe will continue to suffer under the yoke of sanctions. Hence, sanctions must be removed so that Zimbabwe engages in open trade with every other country under scrutiny of international law. Where now, with the imposition of these illegal sanctions, it's very hard to trace these criminals. But however, when we find them or wherever they are found, they must be arrested and prosecuted.
But going back, Mr. Guni, you said that there was no ZANU-PF member found in those videos. But which party does Henrietta Rushwaya belong to?
I don't know. You can ask her yourself.
Mm-hmm, because from our understanding, she is a member of your party. And anyway, moving forward, you are saying that if they are found, but some of these people were actually saying in the documentary itself, they have direct access to the president. So how can they not be found?
Well, having direct access to someone saying or claiming that they have direct access to the president is not evidence in itself. Remember, we are talking of a crime here. If a crime has been committed, those who are in charge with protecting or enforcing the laws must arrest alleged criminals, and they must have evidence to prove the case. Just because someone says I have access to the president or I have access to so-and-so doesn't make it a fact. This is why we are calling for investigation, so that those claims can be properly investigated, and if indeed these people engage in criminal activities, then they should be arrested and face the law. Moreover, let me go back and say, just because somebody is a member of ZANU-PF, if they commit a crime, that does not mean that ZANU-PF is committing crimes. ZANU-PF does don't corruption or engaging in any criminal activity as a party. If individuals engage in criminal activities, then they should be arrested and they should be tried in their own individual capacities, not on behalf of the party.
Also, Parish, you know, Pati Panya so taurwa here, pamire urumende ye Zimbabwe, panya iyo ye documentary.
The government of Zimbabwe is not yet fully commended because, as we all know, majority of the people have not seen all the four parts. Some of us have seen all the four parts of the documentary. And to be honest, there really isn't anything new here. Most of what's in all the four episodes of this documentary is information that the majority of people, not just in Zimbabwe, but around the world, already know. So there's nothing really new. This is why we are saying we also have to question the timing of this documentary when we are heading towards harmonized elections. We must not remove the notion that this could be a political ploy by those that are opposed to the government of President Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF government, trying to propel our opposition to gain some advantage here and there. But nonetheless, I repeat again, those who are found on the wrong side of the law, be it Zimbabwean law or international law, they must be arrested and prosecuted according to their statutes.
Asika vamwe vari kushora vachiti zviri kubuda pa documentary zviri kuratidza kuti nyika ine mari uyezve inogona kugadzirira zvinhu zvakadai sezvipatara, migwagwa, mvura yakachena nezvimwe. Sei mari iyi isiri kuenda kunzvimbo idzodzo?
That's a very good question, and the answer is very simple. Zimbabwe is under economic sanctions. Zimbabwe cannot trade openly. Zimbabwe cannot engage in international business in an open forum because the United States, the United Kingdom, and the European Union, including Australia, have imposed illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe. If these sanctions are removed tomorrow, then we will remove this veil of people who are engaged in criminal activities hiding under the blanket of sanctions. Let's remove the sanctions and let Zimbabwe prosper on its own.
But also coming to you, Mr. Guni, that people are actually saying, imi makwita kunge muruku wanda kuseri kwe munwe wenye yeshirangu.
Ayo atisikuwanda, icho kwa nisha tirukutaura. Denge papa sina zirango. Zimbabwe inga da ichi trader ne zime nyika, ichi trader gold yayo and all these other resources in an open system that everyone can scrutinize. But again, tinozo korora, because of these sanctions, Zimbabwe cannot openly engage in the trade of its resources because companies and individuals who buy these resources are afraid of sanctions imposed by the United States, the United Kingdom, and the European Union, plus Australia. If these countries would just listen to reasonable Zimbabweans who are saying it's the people of Zimbabwe who are suffering, not the criminals that they are pretending to be fighting.
Mm-hmm. Imi zvakare tinoona vamwe vari kunyorawo panapa vachiti vaguni imi muri kutaura muri kunze kwenyika makagara zvakanaka asi vamwe vari kukwangwaya kumusha uku munoti chiregai tinzwe tiri kunzwa kuti pane kola musati mapindura. Hallo kola. Hallo kola.
Hello.
Ehe, makadi yenyu?
Tiripo makadiwo.
Ya, taurai yenyu tinzwe muri kunzwa tiri kutaura nava Frank Guni vezano PF takamirira Citizens Coalition for Change varofanira kunge vachiuya uyezve Koma Farai Maguhu varofanira kunge vachiuya asi taurai yenyu pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay. Ya, tine urombo nematauriro atakuita yaya. Zvinotirwadza zvikuru zviri kuitwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF. Zvekuti vanotora maresources enyika vachitengesa nerweseri uku vachitaura vachiti nyika ine masanctions. Hongu nyika ine masanctions tinoziva kuti akaiswa pavanhu vakasarudzwa. But ZANU-PF inotora maresources ichinotengesa kunze kwenyika vachipanana ivo pachavo. Yubet Angel anobuda padande mutande achikanda mari mudenga vanhu vachinhonga achiziva zvake kuti mari yeruzhinji yaari kushandisa inowanikwa neukopokopo. hazvina kunaka zvinhu zvakadaro. ZANU PF sebato rakarwira rusununguko taisaexpecta kuti ringadaro. Zvisinei hazvo hazvina mhosva. Iko zvino tiri kusafa tinogara kusouth africa, vanotora zvinhu zvenyika vachizviita zvavo.
Saka poitwa sei apo? Pane mazwi amungada kutaura here navaguni varipo apo?
Ya, chinofanirwa kuitwa ndechekuti vamunangagwa nehurumende nemagurukota avo vanofanirwa kuita step aside. Ndizvo zviripo. Vari vanhu vanotevedzera mutongo weruzhinji sezvavanotaura kuti vakarwira, ngavaite step aside. Ndo zviri kungoitwa nevatungamiriri kune dzimwe nyika. Takaona vaJacob Zuma vakaaccusedwa necorruption vakaita step aside. Ivowo ngavaitewo step aside because these are serious allegations.
Aiwa, tinotenda, regai tinzwe kubva kuna vaguni kuti vanotii nezvamuri kutaura. Vaguni, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nakola ari paSouth Africa po, munoti
rakanaka rekuti allegations. These are allegations. Nothing has been proven yet in a competent court of law. Zvekuti hanzi vamunangagwa ngavaite step aside, those are just dreams. Isusu semusangano weZANU-PF takanangana nekuenda kusarudzo yatatarisana nayoi. Zvatataura hatirambe kuti kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuyaura, ivo vari muZimbabwe vari kutambura ichokwadi. Ndosaka tichoti ngavatijoine, ngavabatane nesu kuti tikurudzire hurumende dzakaisa zvitarafu paZimbabwe zvibviswe, nokuti ndicho chete chinhu chiri kuwandisa corruption muZimbabwe. Kana zvitarafu izvi zvikabviswa, zvinoreva kuti Zimbabwe zvinhu zvayo zvese zvinenge zvayanikwa, zvaakushandiswa zviri pachena, zvokuti ani naani angava ari muZimbabwe kana mafinancial institutions ari kunzi anenge akutira neZimbabwe direct. So muenzaniso, ivo vamukoma vari kusouth africa, handizive kuti vanoziva here kuti mabhengi ekusouth africa haachabvumidzwe kutreda in US dollars nemabhengi ari muZimbabwe. Zimbabwe nekuti mamwe acho akatobviswa mari mafines neAmerica nekuti vaipa Zimbabwe mari yekunze. Saka ndo zvatiri kutaura izvi kuti vanhu vanofanira kunzwisisa mudzi wedambudziko redu muZimbabwe. Chiri kuita kufuyuela, chiri kuita kuti corruption irambe ichitekeshera muZimbabwe inyaya yekuti tine masanctions, uye pane vanhu vari kuhwanda nemasanctions vachiita hunjire, vachiita utsotsi, vachitora upfumi hwenyika. Saka tikabvisa masanctions vanhu vanobva vafumurwa pachena. Ngatisarambe kuti Zimbabwe haigone kuita direct trade, haigone kupuwa mabalance of payments nemainternational institutions nekuti iri pasi pezvirango zveupfumi. Hatirambe kuti Zimbabwe mune matambudziko, asi matambudziko atinofanira kutarisa kwaari kubva. Ndosaka tiri kuti ngatibatanei sevana veZimbabwe kuti Zimbabwe igadziriswe, ioperate like a normal country. These sanctions must be removed.
Thank you so much there, and for public disclosure, we reached the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission for comment, and we were told the commission will comment after seeing the whole documentary. We also reached out to the Zimbabwe Republic Police, who also say that they will comment at a later stage. Tichiri papo regaiti mboona kuti tangata akatarisira isu kuti tinge tina vafarai maguhu uyezve ne vamwe nengo dzebato Citizens Coalition for Change vanga vakatarisirwa kunge vari pachirongwa chedu chanhasi, asi handisi kuziva nhare dzedu kuti dziri kufamba sei. Zvinhu hazvisi kufamba sematarisiro atatiri kuda kuti zviite, asi tinotenda vese vari kuona chirongwa nekuteerera chirongwa pari zvino. Vatiinavo ndiva Frank Guni vebato reZANU PF, asi unfortunately we were trying to get our other guests that we were scheduled to speak to, Mr. Farai Maguhu of in Zimbabwe, and also the Citizens Coalition for Change here in the United States and in Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, I'm hearing from my producer that we didn't get anybody. But thank you to those that are live streaming with us on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We really thank you for being there and coming back to you. Me, Mr. Guni, we are in Shakare Tichipe sedu chirongwa tanzwa muri kuti mi makaona mapatsi esari 4 zvakafamba sei.
Sezvandataura muchazvionera mega hapana zvitsva zvakabudiswa neAl Jazeera kunze kwekuti zvabuda zvakarekodhewa vanhu vachinyatsokuzvinzwira vanhu vachizvitaurira but otherwise corruption yatagara tichitaura muZimbabwe ndoiri kungobudiswa pachena uye pane vanhu vashoma vari kuita chitsotsi munyika vamwe vacho vane protection here and there ndozvatakaona.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Monday. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night to Zimbabwe.